ओम शांति, हैप्पी न्यू ईयर, गुड इवनिंग। सो इट्स ग्रेट प्लेजर टू हैव विद अस सिस्टर गोपी। शी इज एन एक्सपीरियंस्ड टीचर, क्वाइट एक्सपीरियंस एक्चुअली, ऑफ मेडिटेशन एंड ऑल्सो स्पिरिचुअल एजुकेटर। एंड शी वॉज रेज्ड इन अफ्रीका एंड आई थिंक मे बी केन्या, एंड देन शी वॉज एजुकेटेड इन द यूके एंड इंडिया। And so you see, she will carry a blend of Eastern and Western. So it's very good because she can see both kinds of worlds. And she has a very keen interest in exploring new things, promoting all these principles of leadership. So she's been doing that for a long time. And if I'm not mistaken, I think she studied law also. Gopi Ben can tell me if I'm mistaken. And so when she delivers whatever she has to, it's very practical and logical, but at the same time it's very loving. It's like understanding what the other person wants to know. So that's a great blend.
Okay.
So we'll have Gopi Ben with us today, revising the Murli.
So I have completely miscalculated the time. This morning it was announced in Pandit Bhavan that 5:30 was meditation, 6 o'clock was class, 6 to 7. Anyway, we have half an hour to have a rich Murli revision. Are you ready? Yeah, put your speed skates on. So, we're going to start with the end of the Murli. What did Baba make us do at the end of the Murli? And what was the drill? Okay. Sorry? He said visualize the costume, did he? What did he exactly say? And? Okay. So Baba actually said, concentrate your mind. And in 1 second, take your awareness to your sweet home. Do that now. And now in 1 second, go to your sweet kingdom. And now come back to Madhuban. So for me, the entry point to making Baba's Avyakta Murli practical is this. Until the soul develops the power of concentration, the ability to become the dot. You know, in Hindi, the word is Bindi. Bindu. Apply a dot. Bindi. Become a dot. But Bindu also rhymes with Sindhu. That when you make yourself into a dot, you experience the Sindhu, the ocean. The ocean of treasures, the ocean of attainments. You literally enter a different world. You know, I was recently in Vietnam, and it was very interesting how when you're in a place and somebody tells you about the story and the history of the place, you start to feel the world of that place, the people, the culture, what they're like. And so we were in that place, and then the program's finished and I was in the car on the way to the airport. And suddenly the conversation changed in the car. We started talking about Madhuban. And the moment we started talking about Madhuban, It was like in 1 second my awareness was in Madhuban. And I forgot I was in Vietnam. And then I went, oh, no, I'm here. I'm physically here. But actually, just speaking about Madhuban transported me to Madhuban. So the switch of awareness is this, is what I choose to remember, I become aware of. And that's why, you know, one of the most sacred, and I call it a sacred practice, because it makes us feel our purity. And that's the practice of going home. Letting everything go. I came bodiless, I go home bodiless. And experiencing the purity and the freedom and the cleanliness of the eternal self. Because in that state there's a lot of silence. And it's from that state then you can re-enter and change your form here. I know Baba talked about, what were the two powers he talked about? Determination. Well, first was transformation, and then was determination. But the secret is that determined thoughts are the basis of transformation. Now, if we just for a moment come to the beginning of Baba's Murli. How did Baba start the Murli? Yeah, he was recontextualizing newness. Here we are thinking it's a new year. Well, it's still the old world. It's just another day in the old world. Right? Yeah. So Baba was recontextualizing us to take our vision beyond tomorrow to actually the new age. Now, I know that often Baba says to us that children, keep Baba in one eye and the new world in the other eye. Who's managed to successfully do both? Brahma Baba, yeah, no, I'm asking in this gathering. I know Brahma Baba's done it. That's why he became Karmateet. It happens sometimes. And when you keep Baba and the new world in one eye and the new world in the other, what's your experience? You experience lightness. You forget where you are, you forget the old. What else? There's deep love and detachment at the same time. What else? You become Trikaldarshi. Right? You start seeing yourself beyond your limited self. Because, you know, probably one of the hardest things, and even Daddy Gulzar had talked about this, is transformation of sanskars. And yet sanskars are deeply linked with your sense of identity. So whatever your sense of identity is, that's where your chit goes. It goes there again and again and again. And wherever you identify with, that's the sanskara that gets activated. And then you keep using those sanskars and you keep performing action, karma. Right? And then on the basis of that karma, you create a karmic account. So most of us are trying to change that, the karmic account, but the seed is what? Sanskar. Sanskar is linked to awareness and identity. So this conversation or this relationship with what is new, it's actually not new. You are that. Your complete self. That's very important. Otherwise, you have no means of letting go of the old if you can't see the new. So I want you to just ask this question. I was going to do a kind of a reflective process, but we don't have time, but I'm going to give you this question and you can take some time. And the question is, what is my relationship with my complete stage? What is my relationship with my complete stage? And if you want to start a relationship with anything, you've got to start a conversation with it. So I want you to take a few moments and just reflect on that. How would you describe your relationship with your complete state? Huh? Not much. It's not close. Okay. Others? It's intermittent. Yes. Yes. You're humbled by your complete state. Okay. Others? Yes. I see it, but I see the gap. Okay. Okay. Sorry? You've made a commitment, have you? Okay, so that was the commitment you made yesterday. Right. Okay. How much do you talk to your complete stage? You know, it's a friendly deity there. Really sweet deity there. Yeah. It doesn't interfere. It doesn't want to take you away from anything. It just wants to be your friend. Yeah? So how much do you converse with it? Because the conversation is the relationship. And you know, when you have a conversation with somebody, you can get lost in that conversation. And you know, when you're two friends at an airport, you don't even notice the time or the gate or where you have to go because you're so talking to each other the whole way, you don't notice the time. It's the same, this waking up this friendly deity inside. This is my quiet little best friend that accompanies me through everything. Right? And it's what helps keep my heart open. But if there's no conversation with this lovely, sweet friend, then what takes over? What takes over? Waste thoughts. Yeah, your personality takes over. Your personality of this one birth takes over. We were talking about this yesterday, how so much of the quality of our thoughts running through our mind is based on the influence of our current personality. I mean, the personality of Dipti, the personality of Gopi. And in this current personality, there's an education, there's the influence of your culture, your parents, your life experiences. And so a lot of your thought processes are driven by your personality. What's the mindset of the deity? You're pretty relaxed, eh? The deity is pretty easy. Yeah, no drama. There's no drama for a deity, is there? Imagine all of us in Kaliyuga, you know, we kind of have drama about every little thing. Right? Oh, somebody took my seat. Yeah, and if a deity was of Satyug was to walk in, what would they do? Just go and find another seat. Right? They won't take it. Well, it's perfection, but it's also neutrality. There's no push and pull of I and mine. I mean, just think about the contrast of our sanskars and nature, which are full of ownership. You're comfortable where you are, aren't you? Right? Now you're so comfortable that if I asked you to stand up and go to the back of the hall, you go, why is she asking us to stand up and go to the back of the hall? And then if I was to ask you to come back and sit down, where would you come back to? Oh dear me. You come back to the same seat, right? You've just been sitting there for 20 minutes and it's become my seat, right? Even though there's lots of empty seats available. And what if somebody else is sitting there? What happens here? Who's sitting in my seat? Wow. That's amazing. That's how fast we deceive ourselves. You know, when we've done a little bit of service somewhere, suddenly we think we own it. So this is the habits of a Shudra, and the deity? Pretty relaxed. It's for everybody. You want to sit? You sit. No problem. So, you know, there's an aspect. We like old things in body consciousness. We love old things. That's why people spend so much money going to see old ruins. Right? Stones. When I used to go back and forth from Greece, they would come to see the Acropolis. They would come to see this. And there's nothing there to see. Except some old stones. And I found it fascinating. So the next question I have for you is, what aspect of your old nature and sanskars are you still comfortable with? Yeah, like an old blanket. You don't want to let it go because it has sentimental value. So what aspect of your old nature and sanskars are you still comfortable with? Like a comfortable blanket. That's something to definitely see. Because you know, when we sustain the new, everything else in our life is recontextualized. When you don't have the my of the old, then you see beyond everything that's happening in this moment. Right? And you realize how everything that's happening in this moment is helping you to let go, to become what you need to become. So thank you to all the teachers, thank you to all the tests, thank you to all the obstacles. Yeah. But when you have Baba in one eye and the old world in the other eye, what's your experience? What does that mean? Huh? You're kind of pulled. How does that manifest? How does that manifest in mentally and emotionally? You have a lack of concentration. Defensive. disbelief. You love Baba, but because you're seeing everything old, you don't see anything changing. What else? Detachment or disassociation? If you have Baba in one eye and the old world in the other, you can't detach. You disassociate. I don't want to be there anymore. I want to be with Baba. Fear of your karmic bondages. Everything feels like a bondage because you're looking at what's old. And even when Baba says, but children, these are relationships of service. No. So we can't integrate. There's dislike. You know, you kind of get disillusioned. You start looking, oh, well, they're not changing. This isn't changing. That's like this. Oh, Baba, okay, I'm just going to get on with my purusharat, my effort. But it's like a half-hearted. It's not a true commitment with enthusiasm, with zeal. It's having looked at everything old and then going, oh, okay. Better to just hide away in a corner and do what you need to do. Yeah? That we call that disassociation. So most people then start to use practices to disassociate. Let me go up to Paramdham and look at myself from up there and just have good wishes from up there. You understand? But never come down to be a benevolent, merciful karma yogi. What was our occupation that Baba reminded us of? World transformer and world benefactor. Right? So literally, the moment we transform, we keep changing the form of how we think about ourselves in each moment. So the moment you wake up in the morning, oh, are you waking up as you, the child of two parents? Or are you a pure soul incarnating into a body? What about when you're getting on with your day-to-day life and you start, you know, bathing yourself, having a cup of tea? Are you conscious that in that moment, I am an idol in the temple of this body? Right? I'm Baba's special takur, like Baba would say. So everything I'm giving this, feeding this idol has to be best quality. What about when you're coming to listen to the Murali? Change your form of thinking. I'm a godly student. So the first transformation is the transformation of your thoughts, the form of your thoughts. Away from your 83rd lifestyle, connections and body to your 84th birth with Baba. And the moment that form adjusts every day, the intoxication rises. Even though you may have karmic accounts, even though you may have, you know, an old disease, crippled body, even though they may, but because you remain intoxicated, everything's okay. So this is like a slow process that happens over a long period of time. If I was to tell you to transform at the very end, would you be able to do that? You can't. There's too much gravity. So, you know, transformation requires a big heart. That's why, what was the other quality Baba spoke about? Courage. And courage is about keeping a big heart. It is about keeping your thoughts big, your mind big, your heart big, your self-respect big, and then everything else is small compared to what's big. But when your thoughts are little, they're weak, they're disempowered, your mind shrinks, your heart shrinks, everything else feels bigger than it, then guess what happens? Everything becomes a reason not to move forward. something will become a reason not to move forward. It could be one of your sanskars, it could be somebody else's sanskars, because you haven't kept yourself big-hearted. And that's why courage is a quality of the heart. And I remember it was a conversation we were having amongst a group of teachers, and one of the things that came up about why it is we create reasons. What did Baba say about that in the Murali today? Yeah, we transform reasons into solutions, but what did Baba say is the reason why we lack determination? Carelessness in what aspect? We look at others. So, reasons come when we see the defects of others. We see the old in others. It's literally our attention gets hijacked. And if you give that much, too much attention and time, you create a roadblock for yourself. Because it changes how you feel, right? If you spend enough time thinking about somebody's weakness, what does it do to your feelings? So, reasons come when we see defects. Solutions come when we see virtues. So I think one thing that's very important, and I wanted to go through an activity, but we don't have time for it, but, you know, I'll give this to you as a question, is where am I still creating reasons in my Brahmin life? So I'm going to leave these questions with you, and before you go to bed tonight, spend some time with Baba and go deep, right? Because the ocean and the power of the ocean lies in the depth, not the waves. The waves are our sanskars and nature. And the depth is the stillness, the detached observer, the point. And the second question is, what is the one virtue I need to see or activate to move forward with? So the first question is, where am I still creating reasons in my Brahmin life? And the second question is, what is the one virtue I need to see and activate to move forward with? Just one virtue you need to work with. And you know, determination in our thoughts isn't about force. It's about when I've seen what is possible, I can't go back. Right? If you know this is possible, how can you go back? So when you've seen what is possible in you, that's what keeps you determined. You can't go back after that. But what empowers a determined thought is revising it. It's something Baba often used to tell us, you know, write it down and revise it, especially after Amrit Vela, every day. Now, one of the aspects is that we carry baggage in our thoughts. And so, you know, at a very subtle level, when you wake up early in the morning, just observe your state of mind and see, what are the first thoughts that come into my mind? Because that's telling you what's still left. It's in the early morning hours you'll see the reality. It could be a memory of rejection. That's going to give you a clue to the sanskar that's still controlling you. Because it gets revealed through your thoughts and through what you're holding. Throughout the day, we get busy with things. But early morning, first thing in your Amrit Vela, what is coming up? And it's at that point that you have to disown it. Because it's at that point of time in the day when you receive Baba's power and Baba's blessings to actually disown it. And then you revise your promise after Amrit Vela. And it's a very empowering process, because if you give it to Baba at that point, it makes a huge difference in the rest of the day. So, you know, courage is quality of heart, keeping your feelings big. Somebody today asked me the question, I have to start a new job at a construction site, managing construction workers, and I have to be strict sometimes, so how can I be strict without hurting anybody? And I said, don't look at yourself as a young person. You are an ancestor soul, which means you are a parent of the people you're serving with. So when you consider yourself to be a parent, and you speak with that love, they will accept. But if you consider yourself to be little, then they'll walk all over you. So it's a switch. We are souls that have taken 84 births. We are the oldest souls on this planet. And we are parents, master parents. So cultivating a parental feeling makes your heart big. Right. So anyway, we have 2 minutes left for meditation, but some little questions for you to reflect on, and it's a very rich Murali. It's worth reading a couple of times more if you can. Okay, and go slow. Slow is fast. Don't work with hopes and wishes. Work with something concrete. Because your own hopes and wishes become your obstacles. I want this, but no, don't want it. See what it is you need to do. And just take that small baby step. And then take the same step again, and the same step again. So slow is fast. And somebody who works with determination is very, very patient with everything. Okay? So let's have 1 hour bhakti to let go of the old self, the costume of the old personality, and powerfully take drishti from Baba to step into the vision that Baba has for us. And let that be stamped here in Madhuban. Okay? Om Shanti.